my name is Haley McLaughlin, and today I'm going to be talking about technology distant learning, which is something that was brought up in an article by a fellow classmate, Elijah Barriga. So this is basically all about how unfortunate it is that we had to be brought home for spring break from school. And during the time that we were home for break, we were advised to stay at home due to the coronavirus, which is this huge pandemic that's affecting everyone across the world. And so what had to happen was our spring semester classes had to be transformed onto online learning. And I think that that was something that was a huge difficulty for AIC, considering our school is so small and we have so many international students and we all use the same network, which is Blackboard, in order to stay updated with our classwork and our grades and submitting assignments for our professors. And I think the first concern from AIC originally was that they were afraid that Blackboard was physically not going to be able to keep up with everything that every student from AIC was going to have to work on online. But I'm really happy that that was able to work out. And as of right now, I think throughout the rest of the semester being online, things have been somewhat steady. I think there were definitely at least some rough patches for me in terms of dealing with remote learning, but I do know that it has gotten better over time, and I'm hoping that it was the same for everyone else at AIC, because I know that this can be really difficult for some people. Some students may have enjoyed being at home with their family or maybe even stuck quarantined with their friends during this time and not having to be on campus grounds, but at least for me personally, I do love my mom and my younger sister very much, but my household can be very hectic sometimes, and I really do enjoy the friends that I've made at school, along with playing soccer when I'm on campus. So I think it's really unfortunate that I had to miss my spring season and continue school online. I do feel like, considering the things that I have gone through in the past, that I have already had a lot of struggles throughout my time at AIC, just school-wise, and I do think that going online was very risky for me, because I have to admit that I am much less motivated not being forced to go to class or see my professors in person if I have any questions, or meeting with my advisor to tell them how things have been going or what I need help with. But I do think that the remote learning has challenged me to stay on top of my work even more, no matter how overwhelming it can be with all the classes that I'm taking. I do know that when I compare my schoolwork to my teammates, I tend to have a smaller load of work from my classes, but I think that's just because majoring in communications, a lot of things are dealt with like visually or physically in class, and definitely most of the work is online. I do know that majority of my team major in physical therapy or occupational therapy or nursing, and so they have a lot of hands-on work to do. And that tends to have their professors give them more, a bigger workload. And I do have to say that ever since moving online, I don't know about my journalism 2 class having more work since doing the remote learning, but I do know that for a majority of the rest of my classes, I have been given a bigger workload just to be able to keep up with the context that we're learning within my classes. And that's been really difficult, especially for my English class, which I'm taking analytical writing for Women in Television, and which has by far been one of my favorite classes because I've made a lot of really cool personal connections with my professor. She has a lot of things in common with me in terms of film from the past that my mom has introduced to me when I was younger. And our class was basically, you show up to class where you get to watch really cool old films or movies, and then we get to discuss the relationships between the women that are a part of the films and how things have changed over time for women working in film or production. And so that's been really cool, but it has been extremely difficult considering it is not as easy to find the films that my professor was providing for us on our own. So we do have to rely on whether or not our professor is able to share those links with us. But so far, it's been working out pretty well. And I do know that there are challenges for a lot of people, and I have faced a few of them already. But I do think that the distant learning is definitely something that everyone can sort of explain how they've had an impact on it. It's not only affecting students who are doing their schoolwork online, but it's also affecting adults across the world who are not able to physically work where they usually do. I know for a fact, my mom is a project manager in the administrative department of MIT, and I know that just from watching her on her phone calls, doing her work all day at the kitchen table, it's been extremely difficult not being able to have the conference meetings that she usually has with her coworkers in person, and that it can be quite frustrating not being able to access all the resources that she would have had in her work building compared to being at home just on her laptop. I do want to talk about how technology has actually became a huge need for all of us right now, whether it's having smartphones or tablets or computers and everything being portable. It's giving us the chance to learn and work while being stuck inside at home. I think it's made things a little bit easier considering now that there are a lot of things such as textbooks that usually you wouldn't be able to find online, and now they've made it electronic. That's definitely helped me with some of my classes. Another thing is just being able to communicate with my professors using Zoom or my classmates using FaceTime has been a really big advantage in terms of still being able to communicate with everyone while doing my schoolwork. I'd have to say one of the biggest challenges for me in terms of ever since we've moved our learning to online was group projects. I had a huge group project for one of my sports management classes, and when we were on campus and able to meet up, I was partnered with two baseball players, and their schedule is very different from my soccer schedule. So when we were in person and we got to see each other on campus and in class, it was a little bit easier to kind of be like, hey, when do you have practice? Can we meet at this time? It just made things a lot more smoother in terms of scheduling when there was a good time to work together on our group project. And I think since being online, since me and my two group mates, we all have our own personal things going on at home, and we're all very busy with our schoolwork for all of our other classes, it's been a lot more difficult trying to communicate with each other and find a time to be able to talk and discuss our project and even just working on it in general. One of the good things about this technology is being able to have shared documents, which was a great way for me and my group mates to be able to see each other's work at the same time, sharing a document. And I think that's one of the best things about the technology is how you are able to share it with others at your own convenience. I do think that there's a chance that we will be going online for our fall semester, and my personal opinion, I'm not really sure if that's something I would want to do, considering I really like to just be able to connect with everyone in person on campus. And I'm really excited for my new schedule and being able to see everyone, especially my teammates and my coaches. I don't think I would be anywhere if it wasn't for soccer, and that's just one of the things I love about AIC is just being able to see everyone. And I was just recently talking to one of my former teammates, who was actually my roommate this past year, about how they feel about school being moved online and this whole remote learning situation, and she's actually going to talk with us about how that's been. Hello, Michaela.
Hello.
So I thought that I would call you and ask if you would like to share your opinions about how this technology distant learning has been affecting you and what are some advantages and challenges that you have been experiencing during this time.
Sure. So I'm Michaela Stefanski. I am a junior at American International College. I am a psychology major and I am 21 years old. I think that some advantages of the distance learning is I feel like you have more time to be able to look at what you're studying because it's all out in front of you when in class studying, they have you write down the notes, obviously, but with the online, it's all in front of you and you're able to read it in the comfort of your own home instead of being in class and them skipping through the slides and maybe missing a few notes. So I think it's beneficial in that way, but I think the disadvantages would be that a lot of the times things can get unorganized because it's all online. And I feel for myself that I sometimes lose track of maybe assignments that I may have missed because mm-hmm. maybe they're in a different folder than I wasn't looking in. Like if it's not in the assignment folder, maybe it's in like a discussion board folder, maybe I missed it. So I feel like some of my professors, the way they tackled that is they would give us a weekly announcement on Blackboard of what we need to complete for that week, which I thought helped a lot because it can get a little disorganized with everything like this, in my opinion, than at school when I just get handed stuff and I can write it down in an agenda and stuff like that. So I think that would be a disadvantage. And another disadvantage for some people is maybe they don't have access to a lot of resources that they can use to be able to maybe Wi-Fi or like a laptop. Maybe they have to share a laptop with family members. I feel like that's a disadvantage.
Have you had any specific challenges in terms of certain assignments for some of your classes that have been even more difficult since we've been switching to remote learning?
Yeah, I feel like we've been giving a lot more work than we normally have. So I feel like challenges are just completing all my assignments at the same time when I've been given kind of a lot more than I usually am given at school.
And has there been any advantages in terms of everything being moved online? I know I talked about some of my textbooks being available electronically, and that's really helped a lot. Have you had any of the same situations in terms of your schoolwork?
I feel like that is helpful, having things electronically so that I don't have to break my bank account when I'm already paying for school. So it is nice to have things like that, but otherwise I don't really think of any other advantages.
And did you personally prefer moving the learning online and doing it in the comfort of your own area, or did you prefer being in the classroom and being able to communicate with your professors in person?
Being in the classroom 100%. I like that way better.
Okay, I have to agree. Well, thank you for your opinion, and thank you everyone for listening to my second podcast. I hope you enjoyed.